Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 324, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you haven't listened to this weekly episode before, it's just a quick episode where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I have a website, lolasfrugallife.com, where I post a blog post every week that has any recipe links, like links for any recipes that are mentioned in this weekly meal plan in case it sounds like something that you want to make. Meal planning is really important to me because it just makes it easier so that I know what's for dinner every night. And I do follow just like a regular meal rotation so that I'm kind of repeating meals on a regular basis, and then I fill in new recipes when and if I have time to do that. It also helps you save money, and it definitely wastes less food because if you're only purchasing what you're actually going to cook, then you don't end up throwing away as much food. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, July 30th. So for Sunday, we're going to be doing Cuban-style pork chops, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is one of my favorite summer recipes, like, to make on the grill. It's like pork chops that you marinate in like a citrus marinade. It's like orange juice and lime juice and then some seasonings in there, and then you just stuff the chicken. You stuff the chicken with Swiss cheese and ham, and then you grill it, and it comes out so good. I feel like it's almost kind of like a fancy kind of grilled dish. And then what I actually started doing, because you're supposed to do it with butterfly pork chops, so the ones that are kind of like sliced down the center but not all the way through, and then you kind of stuff it with the Swiss and the ham. But what I started doing is Aldi sells these thin pork chops, and they're really, really sliced thin. I mean, obviously you could get thin pork chops anywhere, but the Aldi ones are specifically thin. And what I did is I did one pork chop on the bottom, and then I did the ham and Swiss filling, and then another pork chop on the top. And they actually stayed together when I cooked them on the grill, and it was much easier than trying to stuff it in the butterfly one, because I always feel like it kind of like pops out because it's a little awkward to get it in that like slot. So you could either just cut your pork chops in half and do it that way rather than try and do it with the butterfly, or if you buy the thin pork chops, that worked out. It worked out really well making them that way. And then for a side, we're just going to do Hellman's potato salad. Like, the recipe is called Hellman's The Original Potato Salad, and that's from food.com. That's what my kids like and what they're used to eating. Probably could throw in another side there, but it looks like most of this week I wound up doing a lot of one-side meals, and I didn't do a vegetable that day, but that's okay. We'll survive. So that was for Friday. I lost my place here. That was for Friday, Saturday, July 30th. So then for Sunday, July 31st, I'm doing chicken, sausage, peppers, and potatoes. This is just a one pot meal, or one pan, I guess. I make this in my roaster oven. I have like an electric roaster oven that you just put on the counter and plug in, so you don't have to heat up the whole oven. And this is from allrecipes.com, but basically you just take, I don't even use the recipe honestly when I make this. All you really do is you just take some Italian sausage or whatever kind of sausage you like. I've also done it with like chicken sausage or whatever you like to eat. You throw some sausages in. You can cut them in half if you want, or chop them up into little pieces if you want. Dice up a bunch of potatoes, throw them in there. Some onions and peppers, dice them up and throw them in there. And then you just drizzle it with some olive oil and with some salt and pepper, and you just stir it up. And then you just roast it until everything's cooked through. Oh, chicken. I forgot the chicken. Not only the sausage. Chicken. I usually do chicken thighs, but whatever you like. You just throw it in there and you just mix it all up, and you just let it keep roasting until it's at a cooked consistency, or not consistency, but you know, cooked to the point where you like it. Usually the other stuff cooks, like the meat and everything, usually generally definitely cooks enough. It's usually the potatoes that you're kind of waiting to make sure the potatoes are cooked enough. So that's just a really super easy meal, and everybody in my house likes it. So we're doing that on Sunday. For Monday, we're doing ribeye steak. So I do steak every 4 weeks on a Monday, So this is a super easy recipe for this. I don't have a recipe link to share. Actually, all I do for the steak is I just marinate it in a Ziploc bag with some Montreal steak seasoning and some red wine vinegar and olive oil, and then I throw it on the grill. Or if it's winter, I throw it in the oven under the broiler until it's cooked to the doneness that we like it. So then for a side dish, this is another one side dish, but this does have pasta and vegetables, so it kind of counts as covering two areas. So this is called broccoli pasta side dish from Taste of Home, and it's a really simple, it's really just basically like pasta, like linguine or thin spaghetti with broccoli. So you basically just cook up the fresh broccoli in the pan or in the pot with some olive oil and I think salt and pepper. You just cook it until it's done, and then you cook the pasta separately, and then you just kind of mix them together and season it with some extra salt and pepper maybe, and a little more olive oil if you need it. And it just makes a really quick, easy side dish. So that is that. For Tuesday, we normally do some type of Mexican theme, like either tacos or homemade chipotle bowls or fajitas or something like that. But this Tuesday happens to be my wedding anniversary, so we are going to order in dinner, so I don't have a recipe to share for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we are doing our seafood night. That's what we always do for Wednesdays. I rotate a handful of seafood meals, so this week it's going to be fried flounder. I don't have a recipe to share for that one because all I do is I just buy the fried, the individually wrapped frozen flounder fillets, and I just defrost them and I dip them in egg and breadcrumb and fry them up. A tip is that if you keep the oil a little bit on the hotter side, it makes it a little bit easier to fry the fish, because I don't know if you've ever had that where you fry fish and when you go to flip it, it kind of like falls apart. If you cook it on a little bit of a higher temperature, it'll kind of crisp the breadcrumbs a little bit more and keep it a little bit firmer, so it makes it easier to flip. So that's just a tip. And then for a side dish, again, I'm doing another one side for this, but again, it's like rice and vegetables and cheese, so it's kind of covers a few areas. I'm doing cheesy instant pot rice and vegetables, which is from thesaltymarshmallow.com. And this is a quick, easy instant pot side dish. Basically, you put the rice and the vegetables and I think broth in the Instant Pot and cook it, and then when it's done, you just mix in some shredded cheddar cheese, and it goes well with the, it goes good with a bunch of different things, but it definitely goes good with the fried flounder. So that's for Wednesday. For Thursday, we always do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner, because that's the night I go food shopping. So this week we're going to do spinach tortellini soup, which is from allrecipes.com. This is the easiest soup. It's basically just like chicken broth with frozen spinach and frozen tortellini in the soup, and that's it. You basically just cook up the spinach and chicken broth, and then my daughter just walked in the room and she's looking at me like I'm crazy reading my meal plan here. So we're gonna do this. We're going to do the chicken tortellini soup. Like I said, you basically just cook up the frozen spinach with the chicken broth, and then you add frozen tortellinis and cook them up, and that's basically the soup. That's it. So that is for Thursday, and then Friday is the last meal on the meal plan, which is another one of my favorite pork chop recipes. It's just another really easy pork chop recipe. It's called creamy herbed pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. And usually when I make this, I don't even follow the recipe at all, except for the fact of using the Montreal steak seasoning. I don't actually make the creamy topping to go on the pork chops. I just really love how the pork chops come out when you saute them, when you season them with the Montreal steak seasoning and just saute them in a frying pan with butter. Especially the bone-in pork chops, I just think it just gives them a really great flavor. So to keep it a really quick, simple meal, I just do that. I season the pork chops with some Montreal steak seasoning, and I saute them in butter in a frying pan. And then for sides, we're gonna do chili rice casserole, which is from allrecipes.com. I made this recipe one other time, and I do have to say it's a little bit weird. It felt to me more like a dip than a side dish. Like, it comes out kind of soupy, almost like a warm dip that you would dip like bread or like crackers or chips in or something. But we all like the way it tasted, so I was gonna go with it again. I feel like it would be a good side to make for us because we liked how it tasted, even though it was kind of like a weird consistency. Like, it didn't really seem like thick enough for like a side dish, like a rice side dish. It was more like creamy and whatever. But I thought it would go good with the pork chops, because I thought you could kind of sort of like put it on the pork chop, like almost kind of like a creamy topping. I don't know. I'm going to try that. And then I'm going to do some frozen vegetables on the side. Whatever ones I have in the freezer. I always keep some type of frozen, like steam type vegetables that you just throw in the freezer. And that way I could just throw them in the microwave. Not throw in the freezer that you... Well, you store them in the freezer, but then when you make them, you just pop them in the microwave real quick. So we'll do something like that. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope maybe this was helpful to you. I do this every single Wednesday. And like I said, the blog post comes out at the same time as the meal plan. That way, if you're looking for any of these recipes, you can find them there, the link to the exact recipe that I'm referring to. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day. Hello, so you've made it all the way to the very, very end of this episode. I just want to say thank you one more time for listening, and don't forget, you can always go to my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find all the ways you can reach me, all the blog posts for the episodes, and any other information you might be looking for related to Lola's Frugal Life. So thanks again for listening, and have a great day.